Sense and Sensibility by Jane Austen, read by Julie Christie. The family of Dashwood had long been settled in Sussex. Their estate was large and their residence was at Norland Park. The late owner of this estate was a single man who lived to a very advanced age. 10 years before his death, he invited into his house the family of his nephew, Mr. Henry Dashwood, the legal inheritor of the Norland estate. In the society of his nephew and niece and their children, the old gentleman's days were comfortably spent. By a former marriage, Mr. Henry Dashwood had one son, by his present lady, three daughters. The son, a steady, respectable young man, was amply provided for by the fortune of his mother. By his own marriage, he added to his wealth. To him, therefore, the succession to the Norland estate was not so really important as to his sisters. Their mother had nothing, and their father only £7,000 in his disposal. The old gentleman died, and his will was read. Mr. Dashwood had wished for the estate more for the sake of his wife and daughters than for himself or his son. But the whole estate was secured to his son and his son's son, a child of 4 years old, who, in occasional visits with his father and mother at Norland, had so far gained on the affections of his uncle by an earnest desire of having his own way, many cunning tricks, and a great deal of noise, as to outweigh all the value of all the attention which, for years, he had received from his niece and her daughters. He meant not to be unkind, however, and as a mark of his affection for the three girls, he left them £1,000 apiece. Mr. Dashwood's disappointment was at first severe, but his temper was cheerful and sanguine, and he might reasonably hope to live many years, and by living economically, lay by a considerable sum from produce of an estate already large, and capable of almost immediate improvement.